everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
Hopefully you checked out our last podcast on Pirates Alley in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you're interested in finding out more information about the French Quarter or other haunted locations around New Orleans, check out our New Orleans Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about St. Mary's of the Seven Sorrows in Nashville, Tennessee. Alan, you want to go ahead and start us off with some background?
The St. Mary of the Seven Sorrows Catholic Church was built between 1844 to 1847 and is not only the oldest standing church in Nashville, it's also the oldest Catholic church in Tennessee. Although it's debatable who actually designed the church, some say it was Adolphus Hyman, while others believe it was William Strickland, who also designed the nearby Tennessee State Capitol building. It's also haunted too. One thing is for sure though, we do know that the construction was overseen by the first bishop of the new diocese of Nashville, Richard Pius Miles. Bishop Miles passed away in 1860 and was buried in a crypt in the floor of the church. However, over a century later, in 1969, after his tomb was lost to time, his remains were accidentally found in the church when electricians who were working in the building stumbled onto the crypt.
Bishop Miles' remains were found incorrupt, meaning his body had not decomposed. Considering that 109 years had gone by and the bishop's body had yet to begin decomposing, the leaders of the church were dumbfounded. In Roman Catholicism, this is a sign the individual is a saint. Therefore, Bishop Miles was canonized by the church and is still being debated on whether or not he's a saint. Today, he rests in a tomb in another part of the St. Mary of the Seven Sorrows Church. Since it is in the heart of downtown Nashville, the church was also used as a hospital and eventually a morgue during the Civil War. Typically, any large building in town where a battle had taken place would have been used as a hospital. It's estimated that approximately 300 Confederate soldiers died in the church from wounds they sustained in various battles at Fort Donelson, Franklin, Nashville, or somewhere else in the region.
In addition to Bishop Miles and the Confederate dead in the church, there are also rumors of a priest that fell out of a window in the early 1840s when the church was being built. With so many weird things happening in the church, it's no surprise to hear that it's believed to be haunted. Even before the discovery of Bishop Miles' remains, a cook named Nell Hines in the 1930s saw a tall man walking up a staircase in the hall. She stopped what she was doing and went to see if the man was lost or needed some help. Before she could get to the man, he had vanished. The lady went and talked with the priest and told him that if they had an extra priest staying, they needed to let her know so she could make more food for breakfast. The priest claimed that no one else was there and the two began to search the church. Though they went room to room, the man was nowhere to be found.
In the 1930s, a janitor named John Walker would always turn off the electricity at night. With only a streetlight shining through the windows, the church was eerily dark at night. Yet, late at night in the dark, Walker began seeing a man around 6 feet tall, dressed like a priest, carrying a walking stick, wandering through the church. Since then, the man has appeared from time to time, slowly walking through the building until he is spotted by someone working in the church. That's when he disappears and isn't seen for a while. Today, the man still roams the building, but more often, people hear footsteps and strange noises they can't quite explain.
In 1937, a priest named John Morgan was sleeping in his quarters when he was awakened from his slumber by a thundering knock at his door. Morgan got up to see who was there, but when he opened the door, he didn't see anyone. He walked around and noticed all the doors were locked, so he went back to his room and smoked a cigarette to help calm his nerves, so he could go back to sleep. As soon as he had dozed off, he heard the heavy knocking once again. Except this time, it didn't come from the door. It was coming from his headboard, banging against the wall. Morgan didn't go back to sleep the rest of the night, and first thing the next morning, he told the other priests about what had happened to him. The other members of the clergy shared some things they had heard in the building, but none of them had experienced the knocking at the door like Morgan. It must have been some kind of sign, because 2 days later, Morgan dropped dead of a heart attack while in Nashville.
After Bishop Miles' remains were found in the church, many believed he was a ghost inside the church. Of course, some of the knocks and footsteps could also be one of the soldiers who died during the Civil War. In the mid-20th century, before an electric bell was installed, the church bells would mysteriously ring in the middle of night. The only way the bells could be rung was by pulling on a heavy rope, and even then, they had to be pulled with a great deal of force to make them ring.
I visited St. Mary's a few years ago. Chelsea and I took a ghost tour for my birthday, and one of the stops just happened to be at the church. Someone from the church noticed our group and invited everyone in. While they didn't exactly acknowledge the paranormal activity that is rumored to take place in the building, they did show us a small chapel where Bishop Miles was reinterred and invited us to come say a prayer.
We hope you enjoyed the episode on St. Mary's. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in Middle Tennessee, download the Nashville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time. As we mix things up a little bit, we'll be heading down south to Savannah to talk about one of the most haunted places, 432 Abercorn.
Hi everyone! Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there!
Hopefully you checked out our last podcast was not Pirates Alley.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. Yes, and it says our Mary of the Seven Sorrows is what's next.
I know. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Is this the part where you want to say that I was right and you were wrong?
Nope. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Southern Ghost.
You just did this. Why can't you just start right here?
Well, I was trying to make
it. You feel guilty for, like, calling me out and saying that I was incorrect?
No, I was just trying to be nice so you had less to edit. But excuse me, I will make sure. I'll start just saying sentences all around and really get your...
Well, let's start at the end and just work backwards.
Might as well. Where would you like me to start?
Wherever you're most comfortable.
Check out our New Orleans ghost book. I don't even know what happened on that. Bishop Miles' remains were found incorrupt, meaning his body had not decomposed. I'm just going to start that over again. Since it is in the heart of downtown Nashville, the church was also used as a hospital and eventually a
morgue.
Yeah, I can read. I just couldn't speak. Typically, any large building in a town where a battle has taken place was used as a hospital. What?
I visited St. Mary's a few years ago. I'm getting to that. What did the drummer name his two twin girls?
Rock and roll.
And a one and a two.